You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Boston's home for sports.
The Sports Hub.
Cowboys have an extra big body, a lineman, Connor McGovern in the backfield, out of the eye, and up the middle, the ball came loose, they signal a touchdown with Kyle Van Noy coming away with the loose ball for the Patriots.
It'll go to review.
The runner lost possession of the ball before penetrating the goal line. There is recovery by the defense, it's a touchback. First down, New England at the 20-yard line.
What a play by Juwan Bentley.
Dak Prescott fumbling on fourth and goal. And how about like the series of play calls leading to that, too? I don't know, mixing a play action maybe? God, Dallas is so stupid. But Avidia Bank and J.C. Jackson teaming up for Be a Champion for a Child to benefit the Boys and Girls Club of Metro West. New England's defense forcing two turnovers. So Avidia Bank donating $2,000 to help at-risk children. They've donated $8,000 so far this season. Avidia Bank, honest to goodness, member FDIC, member DIF. So that came after the block punt, which ultimately didn't bite the Patriots in the butt as they ended up losing to the Cowboys today, 35-29 in overtime. But it felt bad at the time, but Patriots make the big stop there. The defense looked good there, but overall, I think it's the defense that cost them the game today. We bring in Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, bostonsportsjournal.com. Do you agree with that, Greg? Was the defense most to blame for this loss today?
You know, I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, there were so many letdowns in all three areas of the game. I mean, the offense certainly did some good things. They did also, you know, have a stretch where basically the second and third quarter where they didn't do a whole hell of a lot. They went fumble on getting Mac Jones decapitated, block punt. Taking three knees with 1:30 left at halftime, punt, and then all hell broke loose in the fourth quarter. But the defense, you know, I was just looking at, some of the stats and look, they're staggering. And, between, almost like 570 yards and Dak Prescott doing basically whatever he wanted to do. I mean, look, we know for years that this Patriots defense has been content to do, bend but don't break, when the former quarterback was here. But, does that work without Tom Brady? Does that work without, when you're trying to break in a rookie quarterback and four new receiving targets? Maybe you need to turn the ball over and you need to get stops a little bit quicker. Maybe you need to be in the business of giving them extra possessions so that they can do things instead of just sitting on, I think they had 17 plays in the first half. And then you had another blocked punt by special teams. So there's a lot of blame to go around. I mean, I understand this was like a gut punch. I mean, especially once the Patriots looked like they had it and then the pick six and then third and 25. I mean, well, that's probably the play of the game. If you want to say the defense, not at least getting them in the long yardage on fourth down where you have a chance to maybe come up with a creative play call. And from this team in years past, it'd be like, Rob Ninkovich, somebody, forcing a fumble in a spot like that. And to give up 24 yards on third and 25, just brutal.
And that's why I asked, because like that to me was the defining play of the game. Because it's once again, and Joe has mentioned this, like all these home games, they can't get off the field at crucial times.
Yeah, and I know a lot of fans are going to say, well, you know, they were on the field forever and they could, you know, and the offense wasn't sustaining drives and this and that. And look, I understand that. And they have a point. But, you know, sometimes the defense has to get off the field too. I mean, how, you know, how many three and outs did they force from Dallas? One to start the second half, and that's it. One three and out to start the second half. Other than that, 6, 7, 13, 9, 7, 9, 8, 9, 7. I mean, is that good defense if you're not forcing three and outs? I understand. Like I said, in years past, this combination, this formula has worked for the Patriots. It's a different team now. The formula's got to change because, like you said, four home losses, four winnable games, all of them. I mean, even the Saints game where you were largely dominated, if the defense gets a stop, you have a chance to win that game. And it hasn't happened.
Hey, Greg, I want to let you know that I had the Cowboys today. I bet them, and I had the over. So I watched this game through through Dallas lenses, and I literally felt like the Patriots got every single call today. Everything worked their way. They were the better coached team. Everything happened, and when it came down to it, it was CeeDee Lamb. Do people understand that CeeDee Lamb is like one of the best, most talented wide receivers in football? They don't. So, again, I'm just going to go to personnel. The coaching, you can maybe question a few things. But the fact that Mills is on the outside there, how many guys left the field and came back today? And on a third and 25, you leave one of the most talented players in the field wide open to make that type of play? Like, I don't know who they could have put on outside corner there, but it's a problem, and I don't want to give you the numbers since Stephon Gilmore's left, but I was told that they held Tom Brady in that offense to 19 points and that they're better, and it's been worse since then. And don't even let me bring up Davis Mills from a week ago. The defense is bad, and it's all personnel and coaching, if you ask me.
I agree with you, Joe. I think it's a great point by you. I mean, especially the one that you made where you basically said, like, the Patriots got all the breaks, and they did. I mean, how many times did Dallas shoot themselves in the foot, especially in the first half? I mean, the fumble on the goal line, holding call after holding call. It seemed like every drive they were first and 20.
Greg,
and the Patriots still couldn't get off the field.
You've been around the game a long time. Didn't that feel like, I'm convinced that was one where Bill talked to the refs before the game and said, watch their O-line. Like, that felt, that there was, it felt like it was a hold on every single drive that they had in that first half.
Yeah, possibly. And the Patriots still couldn't get them three and outs. They didn't get one until the second half. And, like, you know, the Patriots did get, like, every single break. And when that happens, when you get a lot of breaks, and Dallas, anybody watching, especially, you know, if you're watching with Dallas colored glasses, you're probably like, oh my God, these guys are just, you know, giving the game to the Patriots. And the reason why Dallas is leaving, it's not because of what you didn't do largely. It's because they're just more talented. A more talented team can give the other teams breaks like this, even on the road, and still win. And to me, it's a talent deficit, and one offseason and $175 million is not going to cover that up. This is what happens against the most talented. Same thing with Tampa. Tampa played bad here. They played exactly how you wanted. You had the weather that you wanted, and why did they win? They're better. Flat out, they're just better.
Greg, I love you today. I couldn't.
I love you too, Joe.
No, but like seriously, it's just they did everything they could have done to win this game. And can we just bring up Mike McCarthy for a second here? Because how bad was he today? I mean, was he out? Was he trying to outsmart Bill Belichick? Like the one on the replay early on was way off. It just every time we're like, oh yeah, fourth and one, go kick a field goal, go ahead. It was constant today, and again, talent prevailed in this one.
Yeah, those fourth down calls in the fourth quarter. I mean, look, I know Mike, I like Mike, I've covered Mike, so I knew what to expect, and I knew that he was going to settle for that field goal. And even though it worked out for him in the end, it was still the wrong call to tie the game with 20 seconds left. Like, the way they were going through the Patriots defense, they should have tried to win it in overtime. They were lucky that the Patriots, that, you know, a ball clanged off Aguilar's hand in overtime. Shocking. And then Aguilar and Jones weren't on the same page. I thought that was a pretty good throw by Jones. It's just that Aguilar's not that good on those type of passes. And then, you know, even in overtime, you know, I thought that you know, there were opportunities, a couple fourth and one calls that Mike had. I was just like, I can't believe he's going to. Oh, the first one was the missed field goal. I was like, typical that he's going to settle for this. They're going to miss. This is going to be the end of the game. And then the one before to push it to overtime, that was still a wrong call. Even though it worked for him, it was still wrong. And again, another example of Dallas trying to give New England the game.
All right, more with Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal, along with your phone calls coming up here in the Shaw's Patriots postgame show. First, though, Joe Murray going to get caught up with the latest in headlines.
Sports Hub headlines.
Patriots lose in overtime to the Cowboys 35-29. Dak Prescott, a 35-yard touchdown pass to CeeDee Lamb for the game winner. The Pats had multiple leads in this one. They trailed after a pick six from Trevon Diggs and then answered with a Kendrick Bourne touchdown for 75 yards. Mac Jones also threw touchdown passes to Hunter Henry. Rushing touchdowns by Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson. Harris had over 100 yards in this one. Pats play the Jets next week. Other scores around the NFL. Right now, the Steelers have a 7-0 lead on the Seahawks. The Jaguars got their first win of the year, 23-20 over the Dolphins. Colts got a 31-3 win over the Texans. Chiefs 31, Washington 13. Ravens, they got a 34-6 win over the Chargers. And in the 4 o'clock slate, Cardinals over the Browns, 37-14. Raiders, 34-24 over the Broncos. Monday Night Football, we'll see the Bills and the Titans. Right now in the 5th inning, Dodgers, Astros tied at 2. Atlanta has a 1-0 series lead. And that one, we'll see Game 3 tomorrow, the ALCS, between Houston and the Red Sox over at Fenway Park, series tied at 1. And Jabari Parker, he was waived today from the Celtics. Headlines are brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. They want to help you prepare your car for fall travel. You can stay in your car. No appointments ever needed. Visit GetAnOilChange.com for a coupon. I'm Joe Murray. More postgame after this on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports on Patriots Radio Network.
Hey, football fans, it's Bob Soucy, the voice of New England football. If you want to know how my voice stays in peak condition, look no further than my cup of Bigelow tea next to me in the booth. It's an essential part of my game day routine. And when it comes to tea, settling is not an option. Bigelow tea. Grab a mug and tea proudly.
Hi, Matthew Slater here. I want to tell you about a place just south of Boston where great things happen. No, not Foxborough, but Adcare Rhode Island. Nestled on more than 20 acres in the Rhode Island countryside, Adcare Rhode Island is the perfect place to begin your recovery from drugs and alcohol. The small personalized program takes a holistic approach to drug and alcohol treatment that encompasses the mind, body, and spirit, as well as proven therapies to overcome any addiction. Call my friends at Adcare Rhode Island at 1-800-ALCOHOL or visit adcare.com.
At Safety Insurance, we're taking our customer service to a whole new level. Yours. Prefer to communicate by text? No problem. Want to use email and chat? Got you covered. Prefer to use your phone the old school way? We're ready to talk. Have an idea on how we can serve you better? However you want to share it? We want to hear it. Safety Insurance. We'll help you manage life's storms, however that's easiest for you.
What's going on? I'm Damian Harris of the New England Patriots. Verizon and I teamed up with 98.5 The Sports Hub this season for Rushing to Help First Responders. We want to honor and tell the stories of the amazing men and women who answer the call, running towards danger most people run from. Firefighters, police, EMTs, paramedics, and more. People like my mom, Esther, who was always there to help others, not just myself, whenever they needed help. Nominate your first responder now on the contest page at 98.5thesportshub.com.
Add one very important thing to your next shopping trip to Shaw's: a flu shot. It's free with most insurance, and you can even save 10% off your next grocery purchase, up to $200. Walk-ins are welcome at the Shaw's Pharmacy or schedule an appointment today at shaws.com/flu. So get a free flu shot and stay healthy. No copay unless required by your plan. Some restrictions apply. Visit your friendly Shaw's pharmacist for complete details.
Tailgate season is upon us, New England, and that means you're going to want the ultimate vehicle for all the game day action. Well, look no further than the all-wheel drive Honda Pilot. Rugged, dependable, and practically endless cargo room to load up all the supplies you'll need to last you from the preseason to the playoffs, all the way to that glorious duck boat parade in February. Gear up for game day with the all-wheel drive Honda Pilot at your local New England Honda dealers. Around here, we Honda.
What's your ultimate game day experience? A tricked-out man cave? Deluxe tailgate?
Then enter the 5-Hour Energy Football Sweepstakes for a chance to win $10,000. And make your ultimate game day experience a reality. To enter, buy any 5-Hour Energy product and upload the receipt. It's that easy. The 5-Hour Energy Football Sweepstakes. Enter today.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 and a legal resident of the U.S. Ends December 10th, 2021. For official rules on how to enter without purchase, visit 5hesport.com. Void where prohibited.
Hit the jackpot with Clear Path for Veterans New England's 50-50 raffle presented by Safety Insurance now through October 31st. Buy as many tickets as you like, and Clear Path will split the jackpot with a winning ticket holder. Go to clearpath5050.com.
ACP. Let's clean, and then there's ACP clean.
Are you happy with your building's janitorial services? If not, do what 98.5 The Sports Hub did and call ACP Facility Services. ACP is a certified minority business enterprise with over 30 years experience and clients spanning the Eastern Seaboard, specializing in Class A offices, schools, and universities, pharmaceutical validation, and retail space. ACP will tailor a cleaning solution that meets your specific needs. Go to acpcleaning.com. There's clean, and then there's ACP Clean.
Town Fair Tire sells every name brand tire at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair gives you more free services than any other tire dealer. Nobody beats a Town Fair Tire deal. Nobody.
Town Fair Tire.
Everything Boston Sports. The Sports Hub.
If I had it my way, we'd play the whole song, but, you know, can't do that. Music of the Game brought to you by Live Nation. Don't miss Deftones with very special guest Gojira at Aganis Arena Friday, May 13th, 2022. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com, and I'll be doing that once the Shaw's Patriots postgame show wraps up, because I do love me some Deftones. Jim Murray, Joe Murray, Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, BostonSportsJournal.com, as the Patriots fall in overtime to the Dallas Cowboys 35-29. I want to go back to something you did quickly hit on of the many mistakes that the Patriots had in this game, and that's the one that's bugged me, Greg. It's the 130, 135 left in that first half. They cause the fumble in the end zone from Dak Prescott. They recover. It's like, okay, you got this momentum now. I know you have no timeouts, but you do have 130 left. Don't you have to let Mac Jones try to at least get a field goal before halftime?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look, first of all, I don't understand the two different choices. Like, if you're not gonna do anything if you get the ball back, why the hell are you taking your final timeout?
Right.
Like, what's the point? If you're scared to death of the offense and you just want to go in and take a 14-10 lead in and you get the ball in the second half, I understand that. But you know, that fumble was huge and it probably stunned the Cowboys a little bit. You have a little bit of a momentum. Like, see what you could do. Don't do anything crazy. But, and what's funny is they must have, I just thought of it, they must have been scared to death of Dallas' team speed, because I don't remember any screens that they really ran in this game.
We brought that up earlier, dude.
Yeah.
Screen-a-palooza up until now.
Do they have anyone, though? Do they have anyone they can screen with?
It's a great question. I would love to see Kendrick Bourne used more in more creative ways, like on, you know, middle screen, some sort of screen, reverses, something or other. But, like, you know, at least try a few couple safe plays to see if you pop. I mean, Damian Harris looked like he had a good rhythm tonight. I mean, over 100 yards, just 18 carries, was running tough. Stevenson showed a few things. Again, J.J. Taylor is a guy that I would like to see out there for those type of circumstances. Another guy that they don't trust all that much. But look, sort of what we talked about earlier, you know, the talent deficit against some of these teams. Like, the Patriots need as many playmakers as they can get on the field, and they got to figure out how to get them on the field on both sides of the ball. I mean, really, you look at defense. Outside of Matthew Judon, who's making a play on that defense to change the game?
Bentley,
you know,
was
not
all
many.
Bentley was all over the place today, but like, I don't know.
Yeah, he was.
I don't know if it's a good thing that he made a lot of tackles downfield either, though.
I mean, it's better than safeties, I could tell you that much. Yeah. Every time I look at tackle totals, and if it's a safety who is like, you know, if Adrian Phillips and Kyle Duggar and Devin McCourty are your top three tackle guys in a game, your defense stinks. But for Juwan Bentley to, in the time that he had before he went out with that injury, to have, I think he had 12 tackles, 11 were solo. He had the forced fumble. I mean, that's just tremendous. That was the best I've seen him look since his rookie year when he had so much promise. And maybe that's a good thing to come, but you're not exactly expecting plays out of your middle linebacker. Justin Bethel, you know, comes in for Jonathan Jones with an injury and makes a play, but that was more of a bad throw by Dak. He had plenty of room to the inside to lead his receiver, and he threw it behind him. But, you know, there's just who, when you look at this team, I do think Kendrick Bourne is a playmaker. You saw it on the 75-yard pass. A lot of that was on Dallas, but still, he's got juice. And you look around this roster, how many guys have juice? And I just don't see all that many.
Tommy in North Kingstown on the linebackers. You wanted to bring up what, that they're getting old, Tommy?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Yeah, look, listen, I was up in the cheapies. I was in the nosebleeds. It looked like Dante Hightower had ankle weights on, man. I mean, come on. He's like the one common theme between, you know, our past great defenses and the defenses of this year. It's deplorable, right? Like, no pressure on Dak. His deep coverage is deplorable. I hate to isolate it on one guy. I got a long drive home. I'm just pissed off thinking about it. I don't know. I'll toss it back to you guys.
Thanks, Tommy. Drive safe, at least. Linebackers, Kyle Van Noy, I mean, shells of himself, at least in the first 6 weeks, right?
Hightower was better last week, I thought, too. But.
Yeah, he was. He definitely was. He looked like his old self last week. He had some sort of injury at some point in this game.
They said elbow. He was on the sideline with an elbow injury, yeah. But he did come back in.
Yeah, and I don't think what's bothering him is upper body. I think it's lower body. I think he's been dealing with something along the lines of like a groin strain or something like that that makes it very tough at his position. But, you know, it's like, you know, they're not sending Josh Uche out there very much. And when they did, they basically just let Matthew Judon work on the against the right tackle for Dallas Steele instead of sacrificing him against Tyron Smith, which I understand. But poor Josh Uche was just running into a brick wall all day long. Like, you know, how about scheming something up instead of, you know, sending Kyle Van Noy on something that's not going to work, that's not going to get home. How about you replace him with Josh Uche, who actually, you know, has some energy in his legs and can do something, but we see none of that. Now Winovich is out. Not even, I don't think anybody could tell that he's, you know, now out from his playing time. But
Zoe said it on the broadcast. When was he out there to get hurt?
I said the same thing in the press box. I was like, they're like, Chase Winovich is injured. I was like, he played? He was here? He was active? Like, it's brutal. They're just shorthanded. I do think that the offense has potential. As soon as the offensive line settles down at some point, and I do think there's something there with Bourne. We're still waiting on Aguilar. Hunter Henry definitely has something. Jonnu Smith, you know, one catch tonight.
Did you see the snaps? Led the team in snaps tonight.
Jonnu Smith did?
All player. Him and Hunter Henry were 1-2.
Ooh, and yeah. He had one catch?
One catch. I mean, they only sent him out on 6 pass routes last week. I bet you it was very similar because they're using him to help the tackles because they've been helping the tackles all season long, and it's just gotten worse since they've gone to the backups, and it's really affecting what they can do offensively. And it's tough to watch right now all around just because who's going to make a play? Who's going to take a ball and go 75 yard on a little hitch? Who's going to come outside of Matthew Judon and disrupt the quarterback or dislodge a ball from a receiver? There's not that many.
Speaking of the tackles, Chip in the car wanted to talk about left tackle. Go ahead, Chip.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'd like to talk to you a little bit about, well, obviously the team is very young. And they're going to have to, you know, get some better talent in the next few years, either through free agency or, you know, through the draft or whatever. But I think they're coming along. The one thing that they definitely need to do is they definitely need to get a better offensive line. And if I can put a shout out to Dante Scarnecchia, hey, we could use you.
I'm sure he's enjoying retirement. And
no Popovich, right? Didn't he?
Yeah, well, he didn't want to get vaccinated, so yeah, he's out. Just it was something we brought up briefly before you came on, Greg. How wise was it to have Isaiah Wynn play today after not even practicing the last couple of weeks, coming off the COVID list. Like, I mean, he got pushed around. Randy Gregory is definitely one of the better DNs in the league, but should he even been out there?
Yeah, I thought that was curious. I mean, I understood making him active as sort of an emergency, you know, whatever happens, because really all you have at tackle is Durant, and then you start moving pieces around. But to actually put him out there, I think they're just, that just shows you how much they're grasping at straws on the offensive line, that they're just like, all right, well, both of our tackles just almost got our quarterbacks head spinning on the turf. So let's try these guys who have barely practiced over the last 2 weeks, because I'm not sure they could be much worse. Wynn was worse. And so that was the end of his night. It's just, I don't think, I understand the ire of Patriots fans who, they want more points and they want to do this and they want to do that offensively. But how do you continue to say that when you watch when they do try to make plays, when they try to do play action where Mac Jones has to turn his back and he gets drilled in like less than 2 seconds twice in the second quarter? Like, don't you understand what they're trying to do? They're just trying to manage the game, and what they need, because they've invested so much money and they have so much experience, they need the defense to win these games. This is the formula we all talked about before the season. The offense is going to take a while. The defense has to win them games. They're not winning them games. That's why they're 2-4, period.
All right, one more segment to go with your phone calls with Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal. That's going to be coming up here in the Shaw's Patriots postgame show. If you want to get on with the 617-779-0985, that's coming up next here in the Safety Insurance 98.5, the Sports of Patriots Radio Network.
I'm J.C. Jackson. Avidia Bank and I teamed up for Be a Champion for a Child to benefit the Boys and Girls Club of Metro West. Here's this week's match of the game.
Mentee Nevio Sr. and Mentor Nevio Jr. from Framingham.
Avidia Bank. Honest to goodness. AvidiaBank.com. Member FDIC. Member DIF.
One moment, your business is humming along. Then suddenly, it's not. Cyber attacks are on the rise, hitting businesses large and small. Protect yours with cyber coverage from Safety Insurance. It covers data restoration, data recreation, system restoration, and more. Ask an independent agent about Safety Insurance, because few things are scarier than the sound of silence. Safety Insurance will help you manage life's storms.
Hi, I'm Eric, and like me, you too can enjoy a great career with Spectrum. I started as a field tech, got my certifications, moved up to supervisor, and now I've been a manager for over 2 years. We're hiring across New England, including New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine, with a starting pay of $18 an hour with no experience needed. Apply at jobs.spectrum.com.
Dunkin's new limited batch series 100% Guatemalan hot coffee is smooth and rich, featuring chocolate notes, meaning it's smooth sipping from here on out. America runs on Dunkin'. Price matches Pitch Mayberry, limited time offer.
Hey, it's Maz for Omaha Steaks. Summer all but gone now that we're past Labor Day, but that doesn't mean you have to stop grilling. In fact, I grill year-round, and I've gotten in the habit of taking everything I need from Omaha Steaks out of the freezer, individually wrapped, put them on the grill, make all my lunches for the week. In any case, you can still grill during this fall season, and Omaha Steaks right now has one of their best deals of the year. It's called the Deluxe Grill Out Assortment and includes over 30 entrees like bacon-wrapped fillets, pork chops, meatballs, boneless chicken breasts, just about everything you would want. And right now, the Deluxe Grill Out Assortment is 50% off the regular price, and you'll get 12 free burgers too. Just go to omahasteaks.com, type Maz into the search bar on the website, and you'll get a little drop-down menu that'll take you right to the Deluxe Grill Out Assortment. And believe me when I tell you, it really is a great deal. One more time, omahasteaks.com, Maz in the search bar, and get the Deluxe Grill Out Assortment for 50% off and get 12 free burgers on top of it. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Hi, Matthew Slater here. I want to tell you about a place just south of Boston where great things happen. No, not Foxborough, but Adcare Rhode Island. Nestled on more than 20 acres in the Rhode Island countryside, Adcare Rhode Island is the perfect place to begin your recovery from drugs and alcohol. The small personalized program takes a holistic approach to drug and alcohol treatment that encompasses the mind, body, and spirit, as well as proven therapies to overcome any addiction. Call my friends at Adcare Rhode Island at 1-800-ALCOHOL or visit adcare.com.
The experts at Drains by James never want you to have to deal with the expensive nastiness of a backed up drain in your home or office. Slow drain? Clogged drain? You need to contact Drains by James today at drainsbyjames.com. Drains by James can snake, clear, and clean any size drain. Drains by James offer high pressure water jetting with video pipe inspections for those really nasty clogs. Don't wait. Contact Drains by James at drainsbyjames.com.
Drains by James. They give a poop about your pipes.
It's a brand new year with brand new opportunities, and Massachusetts Public Schools are ready. Together we're doing more to accelerate learning, ignite students' interest, provide comprehensive support, and continue our commitment to diversity. We're ready to help students excel every step of the way. Get ready at mass.gov/backtoschool.
Sponsored by the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education.
Hi, it's CJ Frazier from Frazier Engineering. Do you feel like you are just a number at your current job? That you can't talk to management openly? If the answer is yes, then maybe it's time for a change. Come join Frazier Engineering, where we're all invested in each other, and everyone's success is Frazier's success. We are great people doing great work together. To view and apply for our open positions, including natural gas project managers, estimators, welders, HVAC techs, and pipe fitters, go to FraserEngineering.com/careers.
Frazier Engineering is an equal opportunity employer.
The only place to hear the game, the Sports Hub.
Split backs, Jakob Johnson now flexes to the right. Patriots with a heavy set of jumbo set. And Stevenson, the rookie, takes the handoff, rams to the left side, and into the end zone! Touchdown, Patriots!
Big boy drive right there, guys!
Yeah, Ramondre Stevenson with the one-yard touchdown run to make it 21-20 New England at the time. Ramondre, the rookie, one of the bright spots in a loss. No moral victories today, I get it. But today's rushing update brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and Ford F-Series, America's number one selling trucks for 44 years straight. Proud to be the official truck of the NFL. Patriots finishing with 120 yards rushing. And it was eventually a loss to the Dallas Cowboys today, 35-29 in overtime. And we have one more segment here with Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal here in the Shaw's Patriots postgame show. Joe's got something for you there, Greg.
Hey, Greg, just wanted to get your thoughts on the Patriots not challenging the Jacoby Myers catch that looked like a first down, and then the Cowboys not challenging the third down that looked like Prescott scored, then obviously the fourth down, the turnover there. And then I want to loop it all the way around to the officials not making the call, the face mask call against Aguilar. And I actually loved it because although I thought it was a penalty and the way it was going, they've been throwing him all night, I like how they let both teams play in overtime.
Yeah, I agree with you on the last point. the Myers play, I remember it. When was that? I don't even remember what juncture that was.
Because he caught it before the first down, but he definitely came backwards. So like it was close, and I don't know who's making the call anymore. Is it Matty P up there? But they didn't challenge it, and then literally the same sequence happened the next time down, where the Cowboys, it looked like Dak was in, and even the linemen were like, "Yeah, he's in." They didn't go, and then they obviously went for the jumping over, and they missed.
Yeah, I was surprised. So this is the end of the first half you're talking about. Yeah, so 5:21 left, Jones to Myers for 8 yards. Then they had the punt blocked. You know, I agree with you. Did they had two timeouts left at that point in time. I didn't really get a good look at how close it was. If it was close, yeah, definitely worth the challenge there.
You know what it was, too? They had that weird substitution, remember? They didn't know if they were going to go for it. Then they brought the punt unit on the field. Mm-hmm. I don't think they were ready to go. I don't even know if he was 14 yards back on the punt, to be honest with you.
So I guess I'll ask it this way. Is he missing Ernie Adams? Do you feel like his presence not being there is being felt through these first 6 weeks and with this 2-4 record?
Considering what we've seen through the first 6 weeks and just some fundamental breakdowns. I mean, they had to take another timeout because the personnel wasn't right on defense at one point in this game. You would have to say yes. I mean, you would think that Bill Belichick would be able to have some sort of replacement for Ernie Adams that would fill the role somewhat. But, and I assume it's Matt Patricia because he is in the box, and I don't know what else he's doing up there. it's not working. I mean, I do think the third down on Dallas, those plays are really tough to overturn. Though that being said, I emailed the league this week in the past couple days about the Damian Harris fumble last week, because I didn't, and I got some of my members were asking about it, and then I kind of circled back on it. And if they had a definitive angle last week, you think they would have had a definitive angle on that. But those scrums at the goal line, I just think they're really tough to overcome. And if you're Dallas and you are who you think you are, freaking move the Patriots and score from 6 inches out. I mean, come on.
All right, let's go to longest order away here. Jasper in Rhode Island, you're next here on the Shaw's Patriots postgame show with Greg Bedard. Hey, Jasper.
Hey, what's up, Big? Hey, I got a question for Big Boy. Big Boy, what do you think of those two runs that Damian Harris had in overtime? Like, don't you think we should have thrown them?
So I'm just looking at the play-by-play real quick. So Damian Harris. So they went pass incomplete, the drop by Aguilar. Myers for 14 yards. A 5-yard run on first down. I like that. You get in the second and five, you get second and manageable. And I'm going to assume, I don't remember the play specifically, but look, the Patriots have rules that, you know, on whether they're going to, you know, run a play that's called. It's, you know, the numbers in the box, things like that. They thought that they had a good call, and it wasn't executed. And that's similar to the third and one on Brandon Bolden. I'm sure everybody, that was a long time ago in this game. A lot transpired. But I do remember seeing a lot of chatter on Twitter, and I understand it's Brandon Bolden. But the thing is like, it didn't matter who was running the ball in that play. The execution just was terrible. Jacoby Myers didn't get inside of the defensive back like he should have, and that's been a problem for him all year, where you just, that's his job. And then also, Jonnu Smith tried to double-team somebody with the right tackle and completely flailed. It's just, the execution up front has just been not good all the way around, passing and running.
You know, I'm just wondering if there was a Booth review on that Dak Prescott. I'm going back in here, and I'm just wondering, I don't know, maybe it was like, the Booth or whatever. And you mentioned that Ernie Adams thing is kind of interesting there, Jim.
It would have been. It would have been a Booth review because it was under two. It was right after the two-minute warning.
Bernie on the Cape next here on the Shaw's Patriots postgame show. We've got Greg Bedard with us. Go ahead, Bernie.
Hi, fellas. Just a couple quick things. Max seems way more comfortable in the hurry-up, you know, shotgun, spread him out. I don't think we did that enough in the game. And also, how many almost delay a games did he have? Who is not following his orders at the line? Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bernie. Yeah, there was one late, at least on the TV. Mm-hmm. And, Greg, it hit zero. I couldn't believe yellow didn't come out.
Yeah, and you could see there are some times where, you know, look, we're talking about Mac Jones, a rookie quarterback in his sixth game, and he's like ordering these guys around at the line of scrimmage. Like, no, you're supposed to be on the other side, or, you know, go in motion. Like, why don't these guys know?
Well, you're talking about the N'Keal Harry one. He lost his mind and he purposely threw it out of bounds. I think there was like 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, you know, who's been here longer than six games? I mean, come right. You know, come on. And I do think Bernie brings up a good point, but I do think, from talking to people around the Patriots, I don't think that people comprehend how scared they are of the offensive line and how that has spooked them and how it has affected things on offense. But I agree with you. Look, they did it. It's hard for me to reconcile, because they did it week one against the Dolphins, when the Dolphins were literally throwing the kitchen sink at Mac Jones, and he dealt with it great. And sometimes you're like, all right, well, I'd like to see shotgun spread. But then you're talking about, all right, now you're leaving these guys on an island. I think they're so worried about protecting these tackles, whether it's even the starters who are out there, minus Trent Brown, or the backups that are out there now. They're throwing so many resources at protecting them that it's had a big trickle-down effect on offense. And I think my column for tomorrow is going to be basically about how Bill Belichick and, to a lesser extent, Josh McDaniels, but they basically got – there's no more time to wait. Like, it's either go big or go home now. Like, you can't protect this team anymore. If it's going to go down in flames, it's going to go down in flames. You'd rather do it quickly than do it slowly. So, you know, go for it. At some point, you got to trust these guys and you got to go. And they are running out of time.
Hey, Greg, I just want to bring up Gregory after the game today. said that both Kajust and Wynn got benched after he had sacks. And they said that they literally were out there saying they can't block us. And just see, look at the video. He had some choice words to say about David Andrews, saying that there was some very dirty play. But watch the video and see if you see it. But Gregory had a monster day out there. And
yes, he did.
You know, so I just, it's just funny you say that because they gave up sacks. Those guys got benched. They brought other guys in. Nobody could stop that D-line today.
It's a revolving door. It's ridiculous. And this is, again, like the defense, the offensive line was supposed to be a strength for this team. It was supposed to be the backbone, something that this team could rely on while they waited for Mac Jones and Aguilar and Smith and Henry and Kendrick Bourne to gel, because passing games take time and timing and reps to get together. So we figured that they'd be able to run the ball, and they haven't been able to do that. And so I'm not surprised, but it's ridiculous, the revolving door that's going around, and it's just not good enough.
All right, read more about this game upcoming on BostonSportsJournal.com from Greg Bedard. Greg, always a pleasure speaking to you, and we'll talk to you Tuesday for a Big Boy Tuesday on Felger and Maz.
Yeah, I hope so, if they don't kick me out for the Red Sox, so we'll see.
All right. All right, Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, BostonSportsJournal.com. Give him a subscription if you haven't yet.